This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden admitted Wednesday he was worried American political turmoil could threaten aid to Ukraine, urging Republicans to stop their infighting and back critically important assistance for Kyiv. Biden added he would soon be giving a major speech on the need to support Ukraine's fight against the Russian invasion after the chaos in Washington alarmed U.S. allies. A last-gasp deal in Congress to avoid a U.S. government shutdown at the weekend contained no fresh funding for Ukraine. The U.S. House of Representatives finds itself in an unprecedented situation. It won't have a leader for at least a week, a day after Kevin McCarthy became the first-ever House Speaker to be booted from the job by rebellious Republicans. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
For now, the House has selected an acting speaker, Republican Patrick McHenry, a McCarthy ally. But he really only has one task, to find a new speaker. Anything more than that, and it would spark another rebellion from the hard right. A date for the next speaker election is set whenever leaders of both parties decide they're ready to enter the process of electing a speaker. Normally, the elections for speaker are scheduled at the start of the new Congress every 2 years. The deep divisions in the GOP were on display in January, as McCarthy for days could not get enough votes to win the speaker position and had to endure 15 ballots.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Morocco, Spain, and Portugal have been named host of the 2030 Soccer World Cup, while Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay will host the opening matches. To mark the tournament's centenarian, which world soccer body FIFA said in a surprise announcement on Wednesday. This is VOA.